This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Well, let's not call it the home stretch quite yet, but the 2020 presidential campaign sure has home in sight, and with not too much of a stretch at that. 2 weeks from today, it will tell the tale as Election Day looms largely. The president last night was in Tucson in the western state of Arizona.
Biden even chose as his roommate the most liberal senator in America. Kamala. Senator Kamala Harris is a sponsor of the Socialist Green New Deal and legislation to strip away the private health plans of 180 million Americans.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, was in the swing state of Florida speaking in Jacksonville.
People are suffering. In Florida right now, 1 in 8 Floridians is describing members of their household as being hungry. We're in the midst of a hunger crisis in America. In Florida right now, 1 in 5 Floridians is describing themselves being unable to pay their rent in September.
The second and final debate before the U.S. presidential election appears to be set to go forward with new rules in place meant to prevent the candidates from talking over each other. Kristen Welker, a respected NBC White House reporter, is moderating the debate. She has chosen to ask President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden about fighting COVID-19, American families, and race in America. That debate is set for this Thursday night. This is VOA News.